sort of my last contribution. Partly relates to the remuneration report, but also relates to this. So if you do come back to the REM report, I won't get up and I'll ask it now. These issues are relatively modest in the scheme of Orco, 1.59 million shares, probably worth, 12 mil. And I noticed that your remuneration report had 98-99% in support, so clearly your institutional shareholders don't have any problems with your remuneration policies. 7.5 million voted against Gordon, I think, which is a message you should all heed. The specific question is, last year, page 125 annual report, we granted fair value of $81.75 million worth of options and shares to our executives. That's a big whack. How many of the people who are going to be receiving this year's allocations shared in that $82 million pool that they got last year? And the related question, David, I know you like complexity, Mr. Chairman, but even your own shareholding in Orco is about as clear as mud in understanding it.
That's the company's code, not me, Stephen.
Well, I have to say, I tried reading page 119 and understanding what on earth is going on, and I've just got no idea. But the line where it says, APT, you're deemed to have an interest in 45.8 million shares, the majority of which are collateralised. Now, what's happening here? You've hocked your share, or you've given your shares as security, the majority of them. Is that suggesting you've got your geared to your eyeballs on your own shareholding?
No.
So why aren't the majority of your shares collateralised?
I won't go into huge complex detail, but just let me say very simply, the rules of the Companies Code require you to define what is a relevant interest. As I have a 24-25% beneficial interest in Alcoast Principles Trust, I'm required to consolidate that whole 45 million stream. Okay? Right. And that's as simple as that. APT itself, then, in terms of the fundraising done with Quad Hybrids, used some of those shares that were part of the deal we did in April 2005 to collateralise the repayment obligations to the hybrid holders. So those were part of the collateral provided for the acquisition of the shares in AFG that APT undertook in 2005. That was when APT bought those shares at around $5.25. There's no other collateral. There's no hockey.
Okay, thank you. Can I just make a distinction, because we are mixing this resolution with the remuneration comments, and I'm not suggesting you want to avoid it. Your question on the 8 million from last year and the people involved, David,
you either done? I'll come back to you with that, Stephen. I just honestly just genuinely don't know. I think I'll need to look at the report and come back to you. Yeah, it sounds to me, the figure sounds very like the shares that were issued to the vending shareholders of Alco as a result of the merger of Alco and Record Steve, but I'll come back.